रामाय रामभद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः. युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 41 द सीज ऑफ लंका. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. रघुवीर नोटिस्ड ऑन द बॉडी ऑफ सुग्रीवा द मार्क्स ऑफ हिज टेरिबल फाइट विद रावणा. He was glad to see that his friend had come back safe. He clasped him to his breast and said, "Friend, without taking counsel with me, how could you set out on this foolhardy adventure? Kings, as a rule, depute persons who like to do such jobs, but they do not themselves undertake them. You should not do such things as long as we are here with you. You are fond of daring feats, but is it right for you to place in a state of ignorance and anxiety myself, Vibhishana, and this entire Vanara army? Pray do not do such things without first consulting with us. If you suffer harm, what can I hope for from Sita or Bharata or Lakshmana or Shatrughna or even from my own self? During your absence, I came to certain resolutions. Though I know your strength and courage, yet my heart was filled with care because of my great love for you. I resolved to kill in battle Ravana and all his kindred, to install Vibhishana as a lord of Lanka, and so may make fruitful his surrender to me, to place Bharata in charge of the Kosala kingdom, and then to quit my hold upon his body." And Sugriva hastened to reply, "The moment I set my eyes on that sinful wretch who carried away your beloved wife, I was clean beside myself with rage. I am your slave. This is my duty, no foolhardy adventure." Raghava applauded the sentiment and said to Lakshmana, "Child, let us camp on a spot abounding with fruits and roots and cool water and array our forces. Behold the omens that indicate the impending ruin of the creatures, monkeys and Rakshasa heroes. Both will perish. The wind blows fierce, the earth quakes, the mountain peaks stir, huge trees crash down. Clouds form the abode of eagles, vultures and other cruel creatures, and with frightful roar and ghastly shapes shower down blood. This foretells a ruin of beings. The evening sky is fearful to look at as if smeared with red sandal paste. Blocks of fire fall flaming from the solar orb. Mean beasts and birds look up to the sky and cry with piteous howls, and this strikes terror into the hearts of all. The moon shines not at nights. On the other hand, it burns fiercely with hot rays. As happens at the time of dissolution, it is surrounded by rings, red at the center and black at the edges. The circle narrows, an unfailing sign portending dangerous disasters. Black spots appear on the face of the sun. Constellations shine not as before. The sign of these evil omens makes one thing, that yugas have come to an end and the last day is at hand. Crows, eagles and vultures are worsted by puny birds. Jackals howl dreadfully. Let us, with our armies, enter this very moment into Lanka, guarded so carefully by Ravana. He came down from Mount Suvela, gazed intently at his forces that no enemy dare approach. Sugriva and he put cheer and spirit into the hearts of the monkeys and encouraged them to face the battle with heroic ardor. Then, at an auspicious hour, Raghavira, bow in hand, led the monkey forces towards Lanka. Vibhishana, Sugriva, Hanuman, Jambavan, Nala, Dhumra, Neela, Lakshmana and others followed him. The monkey hosts came behind like a mighty ocean covering the earth. The Vanara heroes, like huge elephants in rut, the death of their foes, carried with them mountain peaks and lofty trees. Thus, Rama and Lakshmana drew near the capital. It was a splendid sight with flags and banners. Countless garlands of rare beauty were laid out on all sides. Fortress walls of curious design touched the sky. No enemy dare approach the corridors and gates of the city. Following the orders of Raghava, the monkeys took up their places and laid siege to Lanka that the very gods dare not approach. Rama and Lakshmana stood fully armed before the northern gate, lofty as a mountain peak. Even as Lord Varuna guards the ocean, Ravana kept watch over the place himself. How could anyone except Rama stand here and command the situation? Jealously guarded on all sides by dreadful Rakshasas armed from head to foot, it was full of peril. Like Patala, the netherworld, where the Vanaras have their abode, it struck terror into ordinary creatures. On platforms erected by the side of it, the weapons, armors, and flags of the Rakshasa warriors were neatly piled. Nila, the commander-in-chief of the monkey forces, camped at the eastern gate with Maida and Vivida to aid him. Rishabha, Gavaksha, Gaja, and Gavai helped Angada, who besieged the southern gate. Hanuman stood before the western gate, assisted by Prahasa. Sugriva, surrounded by other heroes, ever hissing like Lord Garuda, camped between the north gate in charge of Ravana and Indrajit and the west gate to render necessary help to Rama and Hanuman. 36 crores of renowned warriors stood around Sugriva. Under the orders of Rama, 1 crore of monkeys were stationed by Lakshmana and Vibhishana at each gate. Sugriva and Jambavan stood to the west of Rama. Endowed with the strength of tigers, these monkeys carried trees and boulders. They took frightful leaps. Their nails and teeth were their only weapons. With cheerful hearts, they awaited the moment of battle. Some had the strength of 10 elephants, some of 100, some of 1,000, some of an ogre, some of a maha-ogre, while others were of infinite strength. Monkeys, baboons, bears of various hues, of various features, of various cries encompassed Lanka. It was a wonderful and curious sight, as if it were an endless swarm of locusts or like a cloud bank hiding the earth and sky from view. The earth was hid by the monkeys camped there, while the sky was hid by the monkeys that jumped there. Several crores of monkeys laid siege to the fortress of Lanka, while others stood ready for battle. On the slopes of Mount Rikuta and all around Lanka, countless monkeys, armed with boulders and trees, barred the way so that not even a whiff of air could enter. Of vast bulk, like serried cloud banks and mighty like Devendra himself, the monkey heroes surrounded Lanka all of a sudden. The Rakshasas were filled with wonder. Like the sea that has broken its bounds, the monkey heroes raised a huge roar. Mount Trikuta with its woods and groves and the city of Lanka with its houses and fortress walls shook with the noise. Not even gods and asuras and Indra dare oppose that monkey hosts protected by Rama, Lakshmana and Sugriva. Then Rama arrayed his forces following the principles laid down in the books, took counsel with his ministers about the means of destroying the Rakshasas, carefully examined the advice of others in his own mind, and came to a conclusion. He was a master of the arts of negotiation. He knew the nature and effects of every policy. Hence he followed the rule that when one lays siege to the city of a foe, one should send through a messenger the call to battle. With the approval of Vibhishana, he said to Angada, "My dear boy, leap lightly over the courts and make your way into Lanka. Give this message of mine to Ravana manfully and without any fear. You who have lost the grace of Mahalakshmi, you who have lost your power, you whose end draws near, you of clouded mind, proud of the boons that you have secured from Brahma, you have troubled and insulted the rishis, gods, Gandharvas, Apsaras, Nagas, Yakshas, and various kings. Out of sheer ignorance, you have gathered for yourself a heavy burden of sin. That pride will end today. You carried away my wife by stealth and have incurred my wrath. Destined to punish you for it, I have placed on my bow weapons of divine potency and stand here before your fortress gate. If you fight with me and meet death at my hands, you will attain the high world of gods and maharishis and the other great souls. You will be freed from all your sins. Come then quickly to the battle. You deceived me by an illusion by the aid of Maricha. You led me afar from my cottage and carried away my beloved Sita. Now is the time for you to prove the strength on which you depended when you dared to do that deed. He who steals a piece of gold is not qualified to atone and be purged until he restores it. In the same way, restore Sita to me and take refuge with me. I shall forgive you all your sins, or else my keen arrows will rid the world of the Rakshasa race and leave not a trace behind. Vibhishna, the noblest of Rakshasas and the very soul of righteousness, has taken refuge with me. And so, enjoying forever this kingdom of Lanka, untroubled by foes, he shines with unparalleled luster. He is gifted with all the qualities needed for ruling over the kingdom. But you are utterly unqualified for it. You have stayed far away from the path of right. You are a great sinner. You have no control over your senses. You are surrounded by fools. Between this kingdom and yourself, there is a yawning gulf. If you bring Sita back and take refuge in me, I shall give Vibhishna some other kingdom and let you go alive. Else come out and fight me. If you meet me in fair fight, relying upon your strength and valor, you will be delivered from all your sins by my arrows, and you will attain the hero's heaven reserved for those who never turn back to the enemy and perish in battle. Should you seek to escape from me and, taking the form of a bird, fly with the speed of thought to hide yourself in some other world, you can never survive once you have come within the range of my sight. Now, listen, I shall tell you what is for your highest good. I have your life in the hollow of my hand. I can kill you the moment I am so minded. None in the Rakshasa race shall survive. You will have no one to perform your funeral rites. Hence, perform them yourself now. Those about to meet their death long to take a last look at their children, friends, and kinsfolk, and the objects dear to them. Even so, take a last look at Lanka that you have guarded so lovingly. Angada took leave of Rama, and like the god of fire in human form, coursed swiftly through the sky and alighted on the palace of Ravana. He found him taking counsel with his ministers. He drew near, announced himself, and delivered the message of Rama, adding nothing and omitting nothing, while Ravana's ministers sat and listened. I have been sent here by Sri Rama, the king of Kosala, who does good to all beings. I am the son of Vali and my name is Angada. All this is no news to you. Raghuveera has ordered me to convey this message to you. O cruel of heart, if you call yourself a man, come out of Lanka and meet me in fight. When I see your unwillingness to do so, even after I have laid siege to your capital, it seems to me that you are the refuse of creation. I mean to slay you and your ministers, your sons, kith and kins. Let all the worlds breathe freely and without fear. Today I shall annihilate you, the eternal foe of Devas, Danvas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Uragas, Rakshasas and Rishis. If you wish to avoid such a fate, bring Janaki back to me and seek refuge with me. This is the message I have been ordered to deliver to you. The ruler of the Rakshasas, hearing such harsh words, was beside himself with wrath and blazed like the god of fire. His eyes were bloodshot and emitted sparks of fire. He cried to his ministers, "Seize this wretch and slay him out of hand." Four Rakshasas, obeying these orders, fell upon Angada. Angada wanted to show his strength in the midst of the Rakshasas, so he bore with them for a while and, with two Rakshasas hanging on each of his arms, sprang into the air lightly and shook them off from him on his way. And they fell dead at the feet of Ravana himself. Next, he smashed to pieces with a mighty kick the lofty tower of Ravana's palace that was hit by clouds like a huge mountain peak, and the broken part was but a mass of dust, even like the peak of the Himalayas, struck down by the Vajra of Indra. Thus he demolished the mansion of Dashamukha, roared out his name and fame like a lordly lion, and came back through the sky and took his place among the monkeys close to Sri Rama. At this sight, the Rakshasas were grief-stricken, while the monkeys rent the sky with shouts of joy. Ravana was filled with boundless wrath when he saw his palace ruined before his very eyes. He heaved deep sighs at the thought that it was portent of his impending destruction. Meanwhile, Rama, surrounded by his monkey hosts, began the fight with intent to slay Ravana. Sushena, huge of bulk like a mountain top, had taken permission from Sugriva and, accompanied by monkeys that could assume forms at will, went round the fortress gates like the moon making the round of the zodiac signs. The bravest among the Rakshasas were filled with wonder when they saw the countless monkeys encompass Lanka, while the timid trembled in fear. Some were glad at the prospect of a hand-to-hand fight with the valiant monkeys. Some Rakshasas went mad with fear at the sight of the monkeys, massed thick between the walls and the moat, so that there was no room for a needle to enter. And they cried, "Ha! Ha!" Thus loud war cries increased in the city. The Rakshasa heroes, wielding arms, moved to and fro like the dreadful winds on the day of dissolution. Mangalam Kaushalendraya Mahaniya Gunam Ye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.